In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Brothers and sisters, after Jesus appointed his 12 apostles and had many more followers in Galilee, he began to make his way south towards the Jewish heartland around Jerusalem. He appointed 70 more disciples and sent them to prepare the way ahead. Let us listen carefully to Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road." God's Word. Brothers and sisters, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going to visit different towns and other places. The chosen 70 disciples were to go ahead in twos to each of those many places. The 35 pairs had received specific instructions of exactly where their master wanted them to go and what he wanted them to do. The idea of sending two together should not be skipped over. They were going to unfamiliar territories. Two companions together not only remind each other of the Master's instructions, but also encourage one another. Their first instruction was to pray earnestly for divine provision of what Jesus called harvest laborers. Such workers were few in number, while the harvest is plentiful. More of them were needed for harvesting such a great harvest. The provision of such laborers required divine and not just human action. The vast harvest belongs to the Lord. He is the sole owner and the one who appoints workers for it. The question, however, is about the harvest itself. Jesus' use of this agricultural symbolism is vital. In agriculture, a harvest is preceded by planting seeds. Then, its germination and nurturing the young plants. This harvest is similarly made up of people who are prepared to follow Jesus. In the Bible, preparing human hearts and minds to receive Jesus is divine work. This work is not assigned to the laborers. Their assignment is merely to harvest that which the Lord Himself prepared. It was the Lord Himself who does all the necessary work to net much fruit. The fruit also belongs to the Lord. It's composed of those prepared to follow Jesus. In the Bible, receiving the gift of faith is always attributed to God's grace. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who germinates the seed. He gives regenerated life. Yes, new life in those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Brothers and sisters, the 70 disciples needed to know that there are many more yet to become disciples of Jesus. They are plenty. Some are from among the Jews. Large numbers are not. That's why the work of 70 disciples was not going to be sufficient. More workers are needed for the ingathering of the harvest. They cannot do it alone. That's why they need to earnestly pray that many more are divinely called and prepared for the job. Jesus spoke of all of them as his sheep. He, as the good shepherd, came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus goes on in chapter 10, of the Gospel of John to explain this. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. Jesus also wanted the 70 disciples to be aware of the fact that the job would not be easy. He reminds them that they too are sheep who are called to gather more sheep. In the process, they would face opposition and hardships. Jesus alerted them to this. He said, "Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." In the Bible, wolves are presented as the most dangerous enemies of sheep. They are known to pack together and seek to catch and devour the sheep, especially those that are young, sick, or weak. Jesus was aware of the fact that the 70, like all other true servants of his, were to meet dangerous enemies along the way. Yet, it was Jesus himself who chose them and sent them out. They were called to serve on his behalf. As such, they have his guidance and protection. This is exactly what he promised before he ascended to heaven and entrusted his people to take the gospel to the whole world. At the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, he said, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Brothers and sisters, Jesus gave the 70 another remarkable instruction before sending them out ahead of him. He told them, "Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road." On the face of it, this sounds like a very difficult and even unreasonable instruction. The 70 are being sent to strange and unfamiliar places, far away from their homes. They are going to walk long distances and without any other means of transport. Jesus himself owned no means of transport. Later on, in his triumphal entry to Jerusalem, he had to borrow a donkey to ride on. Still, those 70 were told to carry no money, to buy no food, and no luggage for other provisions. They were not even to carry extra clothes or spare sandals. In other words, they were not to be concerned about what they would need for their trip. They were even to greet no one on the road. This, of course, meant that they would not be distracted or tempted to ask anyone for help. They were assigned a very important and urgent mission. They had a very small window of time to carry out their assigned job. It was not an excursion or an earthly business expedition. Their call was to prepare the towns and villages for Jesus' upcoming itinerary. Brothers and sisters, it is obvious from Jesus' instructions that the 70 were called for a very difficult job. His instructions made the job even more difficult. Yet we need to keep in mind that in doing so, he reassured them of his knowledge that their needs would always be met along the way. He not only prepared the harvest for them, but also for his other faithful servants throughout history. They are also provided with the means needed for the job. Their needs must remain basic, but they will be provided for them on a daily basis. This clearly describes Jesus' philosophy and methodology of ministry. The call to Christ's service is not a calling for a life of comfort or ease. It is a call to diligent, hard work accompanied by contentment with a simple life in which needs are provided. Christ himself set aside his own comfort. He carried no money and owned no property. This flies in the face of the extravagant and luxurious lifestyles of those who falsely claim to be ministers of the gospel these days. Some even misrepresent the gospel, falsely teaching it to be health, wealth, and material prosperity. Jesus proclaimed the true gospel of the only abiding and expanding kingdom in simplicity and humility. As a Son of Man, here on earth, he made it clear that he came to serve and not to be served. Those he calls to his service do the same. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.